Democrats roasted for honoring the resilience of transgender people on Trans Day of Visibility. By Hannah Knudsen on March 31, 2026. Democrats are facing criticism for honoring the resilience of transgender individuals. Those who believe they are the opposite sex, on what secular society has deemed the Transgender Day of Visibility. The official X account of the Democratic National Committee posted in honor of the day, writing, "Trans rights are human rights. This Transgender Day of Visibility, we honor the resilience of transgender and non-binary Americans and celebrate their incredible courage." The moment of honor was not widely accepted. Some commenters, for example, pointed to some of the horrific crimes committed by transgender individuals, including the trans shooter, Robin Westman, who opened fire during a Catholic school mass in Minneapolis, killing two and injuring over a dozen more. They also pointed to the 2024 mass shooting that occurred at a Nashville Christian school at the hands of Audrey Hale, another transgender individual. "We see you," one commenter wrote alongside an image of Hale holding up a gun during the horrific shooting. "Maybe we should spend less time focusing on trans rights and more time acknowledging trans wrongs," another said, referencing these shootings. "Does this include trans mass shooters and child gender mutilation? I ask, since you hide illegal child molester and pedophiles from ICE," another said. One individual added, "You're celebrating their courage to go to Planned Parenthood or some greedy doctor who gives them hormones to inject, or worse, take our taxpayer dollars to either chop off a perfectly functioning organ or create an arm penis? My God, you people are all morons." "Transgenderism is a severe and dangerous mental illness that has stolen so many lives," another said, listing examples. Some Democrat officials also celebrated the day and were met with similar criticisms. New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill said, "In New Jersey, we believe in respect and dignity for everyone. On Transgender Day of Visibility, we recognize and celebrate the transgender community and reaffirm our commitment to standing together against division and discrimination. When I thought she couldn't do any less real work as supposed governor, she starts posting this garbage," one ex-user remarked as another added, "Here we go again with trans tribe. Keep your hands away from our kids, shikos." The city of Saline in Michigan also joined in, announcing a flag raising in honor of males who believe they are females and vice versa. "March 31st is Transgender Day of Visibility, a time to celebrate the strength, resilience and contributions of transgender people in our community," it announced. "Join us for a flag raising at 9 a.m. at Saline City Hall as we stand in support, visibility and inclusion for all." Of course, the Democrat Socialists of America, DSA, also took time to recognize the day, affirming its commitment to what it described as trans liberation. DSA added, "To our trans comrades, family, friends, and neighbors, to our siblings, you are not alone. Join us. It's mental illness, and nothing more," one user remarked. However, many other Democrats continued to celebrate the day. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, D., came under fire for posting an altered image of the state flag in honor of transgender individuals. "Modifying our state flag to represent a sexual and political ideology and posting on an official account is clearly inappropriate," one ex-user remarked. "To use colors that represent sexual perversion and the mental and physical mutilation, sick, of the citizens of this state, especially children, is worse." Another asked, "Why recognize just this one mental illness? What about all the other mental illnesses? When do they get their day?" Notably, this year's Transgender Day of Visibility fell on Tuesday, coinciding with the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that Colorado cannot enforce its ban on so-called conversion therapy. They said in an 8-to-1 ruling that it likely violates the First Amendment, allowing one viewpoint and not another as some therapists try to help minors align their gender identity with their biological sex rather than affirm their delusions.